Speed questions. Unit 6.
Are you shy?
No, I don't think I'm shy. Of course, I'm a little shy when I first meet new people, especially when it's at a party or where there's a lot of people. But generally, no, I'm not a shy person.
No, I'm not, but I used to be very shy.
It depends on the situation. Sometimes I'm very shy, but sometimes I'm not. For example, when I speak in front of strangers, you know, I'm shy then, but I'm not shy when I'm with my friends.
At home, what's your least favorite job?
I really hate tying up the recycled paper for the rubbish. I just hate it.
My least favorite job at home is mowing the lawn. It's a very dirty job, and usually I'm very tired when I finish doing that.
Hanging up the laundry? It's not so easy for me anyways. It's not so easy for me to organize everything on the little clips, you know, outside.
Can you explain your name in English?
Well, my name is English. It's Lorna, and it doesn't really mean anything, but it was first used in a novel.
My name in English. My first name is Teresa, and that comes from Italy. I'm named after an Italian saint. And my last name, O'Gara, is an Irish name, O meaning of, and Gara is a place in Ireland.
Well, my given name is Gen, so beginning or original, origin. And my family name is Nakamura, so middle village.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yes, but I don't always sleep well. In fact, I usually do not sleep well. I worry about things late at night, and that stops me from sleeping sometimes.
Yes, I did sleep well last night. I usually sleep very well. I slept for 8 hours.
Yes, I did. I slept very well.
Have you ever been to a zoo?
Yes, I've been to the zoo. To be honest, I don't really like zoos very much. I hate seeing animals locked in cages, and so I'm not a big fan of the zoo.
Yes, I've been to several zoos, one in Tokyo and Hiroshima.
Yes, I've been to lots of zoos, but honestly, I always feel a little sorry for the animals. Maybe I shouldn't go.
If you can learn a new language, which one would you choose?
If I could learn a new language, I would learn French. I think it sounds beautiful, and my brother lives in France, so it would be very nice if I could speak to his family in France.
I would choose Spanish, because after English, I think Spanish is the most widely spoken language around the world.
Chinese or some other language that has tones, you know, up and down, you know, tones like Chinese has. I think it would be fun to learn such a challenging language.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up at 5:50. It's quite early, isn't it?
On a weekday, I usually get up at around 6:30. On the weekend, I usually get up around 8:30.
6 or 7, sometimes earlier if I have trouble sleeping, or sometimes later if I have to, or if I go to bed very late the night before. If I go to bed late the night before, I'll wake up later sometimes.
Do you enjoy cooking?
No, I don't really enjoy cooking. I cook only when I have to.
Yes, I do enjoy cooking. I like making dinner, but I don't like baking things like cakes or bread.
Well, I definitely enjoy eating, so that helps me enjoy cooking sometimes. But sometimes I just don't feel like cooking. I'll buy something to eat and take it home, and that does not require cooking.
What's your house like?
My house is a one-story, three-bedroom house. It was built around 100 years ago by my grandfather, and it has beautiful ceilings and is very warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
It's a bit crowded. You know, I wish I had a bigger place, but that's hard in Japan, I think. Most places are kind of small.
My house is quite big. There are 4 bedrooms in it.
Who was your favorite teacher and why did you like them?
My favorite teacher was Mrs. King. She was always fun.
My favorite teacher when I was at school was my music teacher. She was always really kind and was always really patient with me and always helped me when I didn't understand something.
I have had a couple really good teachers, and I liked them because they seemed to really care about me, and they seemed to believe that I could do anything.